ISKCON property is ideal ISKCON center. There should be a model for ISKCON world. Yes, I feel. Because I have seen what I've seen many places. My conclusion is ISKCON property is ideal. ISKCON center that ISKCON world should follow. Aside from my observation. In all areas. The way devotees sit in class, first class. It shows their eagerness, their hunger to hear. Have you seen the Sabati? True or not?
Yes.
In the class, Asan is here. Devotees will sit and put their hand on the asana. they are kissing the speaker. Just they're eager to hear. And my Gurudev is a psychologist. So he knows every language. How you sit, he can tell you what is going on in your mind by looking at the way you sit. He can tell you, this is what is in your mind. And we used to do that sometimes. And also, because I have a musical background, I have experience. You don't see musicians standing there, standing here, and standing there. Have you seen that? How do they sit? In one place. In one place. Because, you see, when you sit there, what they are doing, you are going to drain the speaker. They have to put a lot of energy to reach you. When you sit close, the energy is conserved. Is concentrated. The speaker will be very energized by your eagerness to hear. It's a science you should learn. You make the speaker very powerful. Even what you didn't want to say will come out by your eagerness to hear. That you can see with Parikshit Maharaj and Sukadev Goswami. You can see where Sutta Goswami, the sages from Nisaranya. You can see where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Saratan Goswami. You can see that with Maitreya Muni and Vidura. You see all this. Just a question from Vidura. Maitreya fainted. Just a question. Maitreya Muni fell from the asana. Vidura, just one question from Vidura. When he regained consciousness, he said, thank you very much. Only a devotee of their caliber can ask this question. A non-devotee can never ask this question. Only a devotee can ask this question. Their question is beneficial for me, who is going to speak. It's beneficial for you, who asked the question, and it's beneficial for the whole world. Anyone who hears this answer, you benefited. This is disciple and guru consciousness. A disciple and guru consciousness. The eagerness of the student will make the master to offload all the secrets that will help to build the future or the foundation of the devotee. Come from how devotees are eager. They're very eager. So we should cultivate this culture. It's very, very healthy. The activities of the students goes to a master. Devotees' activities go to the guru. The activity of the citizens goes to the king. If you want to know what is happening in the house, how do you get it? From the children. From the child, you know what is happening in their house. Yes. Right? If you want to know the nature of your kitchen, look at the feet of those who are cooking there. Don't look at the face, look at the feet. It's very dark. So you know that the kitchen is very, very clean. So Lord Krishna, he used many of his devotees to teach us what we need to know. So Jai and Vijay. At the ninth gate, the seventh gate, Vaikuntha. The security guards. Jan Vijaya, security guard for Lord Vishnu. And the four Kumaras, after practicing austerity for years, and feeling themselves qualified, they desire to go and see Lord Vishnu. So they went to Vaikuntha. They passed through many gates. At the last gate, Jai and Vijay were standing there to block the gate. Where are you going? The Kumaras were surprised, were shocked. They didn't hear the question of Jai Vijay. They were looking at the activities, not what they are talking. They didn't hear. They were looking at the activities. What are you doing here? Security in this place? They were talking. Where are you going? Who do you want to see? They didn't hear. They only had the activities. They are protecting who? In Vaikuntha, there is no enemy. Lord Vishnu has no enemy. So whom are you protecting? You have the mentality of the material world. So you are not a servant to Vishnu. You are a hypocrite. Therefore, you should go to the material world where you belong. Don't stay here. While the argument was going on, Lord Vishnu didn't come out. He was inside. It is not that he didn't know what is happening outside. He knows. But he didn't come out until the action was done in a fear. Lord Vishnu said, he said to the Kumaras, this servant of mine have done something wrong. The fault is mine. The offense my servant committed to you is done by me, of Vishnu. Kumara is say how? They started searching the scripture. Yeah, because they are Gyanis. They started searching the scripture. Where do you find this in the scripture? He did nothing. Somebody else has performed different activity. How is this your activity? But Vishnu said, if I have trained my servant perfectly, they will not make offense to you. So the fault is mine, that I had not trained my disciples perfectly. Therefore, they don't know who's a sadhu. It's my fault. The Kumara was very, very, very sorry for their actions. Because Lord Vishnu accepted the responsibility. And he was very, very peaceful to accept the mistake he has done. See, Lord Vishnu's activity affected the way he acted, affected the Kumara. And they started looking at themselves and also felt guilty. In that way, Lord Vishnu told them, you have been practicing austerity for so many years. What is the result of your chanting Hare Krishna for years? What is the result? What have you been chanting all these years that you have not controlled your anger yet? Offensive chanting increases our karma. Mama Bas destroys our karma and elevates us to prema. So if one is chanting for years and we're still offensive, still maintaining anger, means what? We are not yet on the Nama Bas platform, we are still on Nama Parai. The Vishnu spoke. He was very sober. While they were thinking about their actions, yeah, you have made the mistake. You shouldn't have cursed them. Because they are here on Lord Vishnu's order. That means there is something here. Why we didn't see this? This was going on in their mind. And then Lord Vishnu spoke to his own servant. You have been serving me. You're supposed to know these are sages. And you have respected them. How can you stop them from seeing you? This is wrong. Jai and Vijay also, they felt very, very our quest. But Vishnu said, no, it is not scriptural. It doesn't happen like that. They will go. But you have a choice. You have a choice. He can go seven times as my devotee, or he can go three times as my enemy. Seven times as a devotee, three times as an enemy. Vijay, Vijay, look at it. Seven times, even as a devotee. In the material world, it's too long. Three times is better. Even as a demon, it's better. Three times, three is short. Seven. So three. Ah, no. Three is okay. So they accepted three. But this is all right. The Kumaras, they didn't enter by Kunti. They have gone to the gate. They didn't enter. They have to come back. Because there is no imperfection in Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha is perfect. No imperfection there. Until one is done with all the material things, both gross and subtle, before one can go there. So, we all have responsibility. All of us have the responsibility to live a life. We all have the responsibility to live our life in such a way that our guru is glorified. That's our responsibility. To live our life in such a way that the guru is glorified. That people will look at us and feel, yes, this devotee, I would like to be like him or her. That is glorious life. We are all responsible to live up to that. Disciple. We should live our life in such a way that people will look at all of us and will feel, I would like to be like this. That requires heavy amount of sacrifice. It requires heavy amount of sacrifice. So, there is no food for a lazy man. There is no food for a lazy woman. Kingdom of God is not for lazy people. Goloka Vrindavan is for serious people. It's for dhiras. Those who will remain yes to Krishna at all times. Either rain or sunshine, darkness, or daytime, whether it's hunger, whether it's satisfaction, whatever, what it meant, yes, to Krishna. That is bhakti. Very famous verse, Prabhupada quoted many times. By Kuttamurti Prabhupada quoted yesterday in our discussion in the evening from the 11th canto of Bhagavad. Sukadev Goswami is speaking. A devotee who can tolerate everything patiently, not with grudge, patiently. A devotee who can tolerate everything patiently without grudge. In the mind, always thinking. The Lord is very merciful. All the difficulties I'm passing through, it is too small compared to my sinful activities. Therefore, let me tolerate it, waiting for the Lord's mercy. Sukadeva Goswami said, that devotee will inherit the kingdom of God. There's no doubt about that. No doubt about it. You go the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God becomes this or her inheritance. Materially, even materially, they say a person who fights and run away will have to fight another day. Because I don't finish the fighting. You have to fight until it's finished. But one who fights till the end, you have no fight again to fight. It's finished. So a devotee who can tolerate all the onslaught of material energy, with the full understanding that Lord Krishna knows what is happening in my life. And what I'm getting is not up to what I'm supposed to get compared to my karma. If I should tolerate what is happening, that person automatically goes back from back to Godhead. Nothing can stop it. It makes sense. It makes sense. It makes sense. Because if a devotee says, oh, this too much, devotee, go, brother, go, says, I gave you too much trouble, let me leave this moment. It's okay. Are you sure the place you are going? Are you going to get worse? Your own sister in the house, your own brother will not fight you there. And where will you run to at that time? Huh? Arjuna and Duryodhana, are they from different countries? Huh? Arjuna and Duryodhana, they are from different countries? Huh? Country to country are fighting? Different family? Where?
The same family.
Arjuna and Duryodhana, they are from the same family. And they fought. They couldn't resolve their fighting until Lord Krishna came in to come and resolve it. So where is that place in this material world that one will go and you will have Vaikuntha experience throughout here? Here. Vaikuntha is not the material world. Vaikuntha is in the spiritual world. It is the only place one can have peace. Not here. My guru there told me, you are a fool. Bargita class. You are a fool. I was looking at myself, you foolish boy. See, your situation is like this. The whole house is burning, it's on fire. And you are looking for one room to go and sleep. You are a fool. The fire will get there. Because the whole building is on fire. Any room you go, the fire will reach there very soon. This is a material world. Material world is on fire. Anywhere you go, you get a fire. So intelligent persons should not look for peace here. You should try to look for peace outside in the material world, the spiritual world. I said, yeah, that is true. That's true. So after chastising a fool, the temple, the first temple I managed as a president, always trouble. First time in my life to go to police station, first time in my life to go to court. I said, devotee, yes, I'm managing it. That was my prize to be a temple president. Police, court. And he told Ganga Prasad, how are you? Professor, Thomas Paul, he said yes. If he had told me there's no problem, I would have put fire in the temple. So, what is he saying? What is he saying? What is he doing? No one can make advancements at peaceful time. You cannot make advancements when everything is going very smoothly. You cannot. Because that is the time for lazy people. People are very strong. They are always on their feet, fighting one after another. One after another. When you finish one battle, get ready for the next battle. When you finish, get ready for another battle. That is spiritual life. The one will become very strong. So our spiritual master is expecting us to become strong devotees. Strong devotees. That nothing will affect us. I got in the morning and I got in the afternoon. Crying. In the morning, crying. In the afternoon, I also got crying from Mauritius and from Brazil. That was in the middle. Crying from here, crying from there. So I told the devotee in Brazil. Because at the level of her devotion, so small. You can't imagine how small her devotion is. As I've been in the movement for years, we are not expecting this. We are not expecting this. I'm crying through the whole night. Do we cry like this for Krishna? Are we crying for Krishna? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he taught us to cry for Krishna. And he did it for how many years? 6 years. Chaitanya cried for 6 years in Jagannathpuri. Not because he lost his children. Not because he lost his father. Not because he lost his brother. Because of love of Godhead, he was crying for Krishna. He said this is the price to pay for Krishna. The price to be paid for pure love of God is to cry. He cried 6 years, Jagannath Puri, every day, for Krishna. He should cry for Krishna, not for anything else. So I told his disciples, you are not crying for Guru, you are not crying for Krishna. When a Guru will leave the body, how will you cry? How much will you cry? How many days will you cry? For saying that education, you are crying for 2 nights and she's smoking. Yes. I said, what is this? For all these years in the movement, you are doing this. For saying education, you are crying. Because we don't have love for Guru and Krishna. you are foolish, you don't cry for bullies. Okay. You say, no, it's not like that. Say, it's like what? It's like what? So the papacy will not take this movement cheaply. This movement will not take it cheaply, not a cheap society. You should try to understand what this movement is. This movement is from, is not from this material world, it is from Goloka. It's Goloka, this society for Krishna consciousness. It's not from here. Look around the whole world. You would never see a society which is up to this. In all respect, in all circumstances, you would never find any society which is Iskon to Iskon. It's not because we are here. See, I have gone to so many places, so many organizations, special organizations before coming here. Many, I have speculated. All kinds of spiritual things, you do this, do that, you get this, I have done all that. Mysticism belonged to different society before we came here. All kinds of things we want to do as spiritually, when they experiment, we have done all. I can chant one Lord Shiva prayer here, then you see this place will change. Here, now. Just Lord Shiva, all of you want to worship him. We have finished all that before coming here. Here now, you see Lord Shiva will come, will appear here. To chant the mantra, only 5 minutes. You see the whole place will change. I know you experience that he's here. But we left it to come here. Means what? This is superior. We only give up inferior things for superior things. We don't give up superior things for inferior things. An intelligent person does that. So we want you to be very strong devotee. That the world will look at our devotion. And would like to be like all of you. Even we respect it. The disciple is telling his Mr. Master, Gurudev, I'm not completing my sisena. We don't have feelings. We don't have feelings. So of course your guru tell you, oh my dear disciples, you see? You see? You see, my dear disciple, I love all of you so much, you know? You know? I love you so much. Listen to me. Now, I'm going to go and worship Lord Shiva. Because Krishna, you know, fulfilling my desire. How will you feel about your guru? You clap on for me? Huh? So what, how will you feel if your guru does like that? Huh? So how will you feel when you tell your guru like that? I cannot feel my sister. You don't have feelings. Before you do something, you don't think about that person. You should think, how will my activities affect that person? You should think about that. You should be human. You should have feelings. How will my guru feel? You should have that feeling. So you should be careful not to go and tell your spiritual master, I cannot sense it. What are you doing with 24 hours? Huh? What are we doing with 24 hours? Krishna gave us 24 hours. What are we doing with it? If Krishna who gave us, he can take it anytime we like. And we can't do anything. We cannot tell him, no. Now I have realized, give me 2 minutes. No. It's finished. So it should be human beings. We have feelings about others. If I do this, how would others feel? If you have these feelings, you will do something. went to see that all of you are reading every day, compulsory. Reading every day is compulsory. All of you should read. It's compulsory. If you don't know how to read, you should hear every day. To hear. Now you can hear the whole Bhagavatam in the online. Okay? Yeah, online you can hear the whole Bhagavatam, Jesus Chavita. All the scriptures are now online. So you can go online and you can hear everything. Oh, download. You can hear. I want to see all of you. Reading every day is compulsory. So read every day. Every day. So that tomorrow, so many come and speak nonsense, you ought to know this is nonsense. You can quote the scripture, but you'll be able to know that this is nonsense. Although he quoted the scripture, what? He has interpreted it wrongly. It's nonsense. You should be able to know this. Yes. It is compulsory. It's to read every day. Compulsory to chant every day. It is compulsory to hear every day. It is compulsory. I want all of you to do this. To read. Every day, chant every day, hear every day, you should serve every day, every day. Do we eat every day?
Yes.
Therefore, we should chant every day, we should read every day, we should hear every day, we should serve every day. Every day. Compulsory. Any statement, any sentence, anything you say from anywhere will be able to tell you where you are coming from. Because you are reading. Nobody can deceive us. Nobody. Nobody. Just say what you have to say. You will know exactly what is their mind, what is behind what you are saying. Either it is Christian consciously or it is motivated by cheating, by hidden plan to cheat. You will know it. Not difficult. So you should read every day and chant every day, to hear every day, to serve every day. It's compulsory. July, August, September, we're teaching Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. Very sweet. Let me see. Very sweet. Very sweet, you know, to come and see what is happening. Very sweet. Bhagavatam is very sweet. When you enter there, you forget to eat. Very sweet. Very sweet. You have not tasted how Bhagavatam is sweet yet. For 6 hours a day. 6 hours. Yes. Three months.
September, October, November.
July, August, September. But in your Bhakti Shastri, that will start from July. So July, August, September, we are in Vrindavan. All the Vrindavan. And Parikram. Right? Yes. Chandra Kanti was there, was that? The balance, he enjoyed. Yeah. Did you see? Did you see? He didn't go to the class, but those who went, they enjoyed. See? Those who want to come and hear, you can hear. They will ask you to give donations. Just give the donation. So you can come and hear today. Very sweet. So you should know this thing. You should know. Not to become a Gyani. Not to become a Gyani. It's not to become a Gyani. You should be fully protected. If you study the scripture, you get purified. You get purified. If you are studying the scripture, because studying the scripture, you are associating with Krishna. Not only Krishna, so Prabhupada with all the acharya, Prabhupada quoted in the purport. You are associating with all of them. You get all their energy. You get purified. Especially Vrindavan Dham. Can you imagine that? Sweet. Like Krishna comes of life. Not just to struggle every day, struggle every day to. Very soon. So I want all of you to read, understand this movement very deeply. If we are doing this, you get purification. When you are getting purification, we'll appreciate Krishna consciousness more. I would like to share that with everybody. I'd like to share it with everybody. The heart will become very soft. Not hard. What they are calling difficulties, they will just go away. They will disappear. Because anything you don't give attention to, it will leave you. When you meditate on problem, meditate on problem, meditate on problem, you remain in problem because that is a deity you are worshiping. So when you forget problem, meditate on Krishna, you get Krishna. And the problem will leave you. It's simple. Then you have a very sweet life. We would like to share that with everybody. This is what we are expecting. You should do. Everything should be connected with Krishna. Everything. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Yes.
You see, speak about Hiya Bhagavatam, that in Mauritius we have not like this, but in Mayapur we have, and in Europe also they boast of the lecture. Sometimes the devotees, even in Mayapur, the class is in the temple hall there, but they hear the Bhagavatam on the mobile here. What is the difference you hear in the mobile and then directly?
This time when I went to Vrindavan, they were calling me for classes. I said no. Because I have 6 hours Bhagavatam. I have to prepare for all this. All these things take long time to get prepared. Then I have my GBC college assignment. Very, very huge. A lot. It takes hours to deal with all these things. I said, please. I don't want to give class. Let me concentrate. I have a lot to deal with. So different devotees will come every day. So when that's okay, one class. So in the lecture, some devotees were hearing the radio in the house. And there's something that was discussed in the class. He has to leave his house to come to the temple. So he came to the temple and he asked me, question. So I told him, before I will give answer to your question, before I answer your question, why didn't you ask your radio this question? You were hearing me from your house. You should have also asked a radio the question in your house. Why do you have to call, leave the house to come here? Why? Right?
If radio is...
Because many devotees do like that. They also ask me, Temple President, since Radha Sarkaparati, the President, he also asked me the same question in the class. Hearing radio and hearing from person, which one is better? Because many devotees have this tendency to stay in their house. It's laziness. It's laziness. The energy you get from being in the presence of the person speaking is different from the energy you get from your radio. Different. It's not the same. So we should make endeavor to go there and see the person. Before we started speaking, we call all of you to come together. You don't know? Huh? The energy is concentrated. So we'll all be affected. See, let me tell you, if somebody is sitting under that tree there, by now he'll be sleeping. Nobody slept here. Nobody slept here. If you have sat there, you would have been sleeping. You wouldn't have had anything. Because we will notice you. You have cut off yourself. So when we stay together, it is different. Different. It's better. It's better. Except we are attending to deities, we are cooking. That's a different thing, so I understand it. But if you are not, please, we should make endeavor. Or the temple is far from our place. Right, well, we should go there and hear personally, directly. It's more powerful. It's the best. Right?
Yes, thank you.
Any other question? Yes, sir.
You know, sometimes when you are doing some activities, then we also take the lecture and we take this as our hearing. Is it proper?
Sometimes we are doing some service, so we cannot be in the temple or outside the lecture period. We are doing some service, like cooking. Yeah, we do some service, and to keep us focused, we put a lecture. Is it proper? Yes. Yes. Instead of talking, we should hear. It's better we hear. That will keep us in good consciousness. So we should play lectures and hear. It's better. Yes, should do that. Especially most of us, our minds are full of so many unnecessary things. So everything we do, those energies will go inside them. Either you write a book, or you are cooking, or you are singing, the contamination will come through to the audience. So it's better if we can listen to lecture while we are doing the deity dressing or taking care of the deity, or we are cooking. It's better to hear. It will help purify the service we are doing, which will be offerable to Guru and Krishna. It's better. All right. Comment.
When we listen to lectures, sometimes you can also find it enthusiastic, inspired. respiration just becomes slow and slackened. So what can be the reason? Or is it cause karma or is it our own fault?
No, we hear, sometimes we hear lecture, we are very ecstatic, enthusiastic, want to, yeah, we are fired up, that is good. After 2 days, forget it. So what is responsible? Is our karma? It's not karma. This is not karma. It is due to our laziness. It's laziness. Not karma. Laziness. Anything we want to remember, anything we want to remember, what's the formula to remember anything we want to remember? What's the formula?
Share it.
Write it. Anything we want to remember, what is the formula to remember? Think it, repeat it, repeat, repeat. Anything you want to remember, you repeat it, you repeat it. And anything you want to forget, don't remember, don't repeat it. Simple. Repeat anything you repeat, you will remember. It will become fixed. This time I was telling a student in Bhakti Sastra, when they were given all the slopes to remember, so some of them were having difficulties. So I told them, just write out all the slokas you have to remember for the Bhakti Sastri. And every day, keep chanting. Just keep chanting every day. Very soon it will enter your head. This is how I memorize slokas. Just repeat it, repeat it. You get the register. Simple. That is science. You know, the students.
Yes.
Repeat. Anything you want to remember, you keep repeating, repeating, repeating. It will get registered. And you want to forget it, don't repeat it. And after 2 days, it's gone. Right?
Yes.
So, writing things down and keep referring to them, very powerful. If you don't write them down, we will forget. We'll forget. The mind will tell us that, no, you have had everything, so no problem. No problem, you have had everything. The mind will tell us like that. But after 2 days, everything is gone. So we should please try to write things down and continue to repeat them. That's the way to keep our memory fixed. Not karma. Oh, it's my karma, so I can't remember. I have a dull head, I can't remember. My karma. It is not the karma, it is laziness. Lazy.
Srila Prabhupada has often quoted this analogy. Once we engage in devotional service, all our positive activities are nullified and we become just as a farm is going on and we put and it is put out. So if you go on running for some time, it will stop.
Yes.
But we also have listened to devotees giving the interviews that before joining Krishna consciousness, they were
experience that if you look very carefully, you will see, like I just mentioned my own experience, I've never gone to police station or court. I don't know if you can meet. The first time I went to court is this movement. Right? So, does it mean that when you become a devotee, you get more problems than when you're not a devotee? we should be very, very grateful to Krishna. Should be grateful to Krishna. That if Krishna has noticed us, he wants to come to me. The unnecessary things that have been there, and Krishna wants them to be eliminated. So Krishna knows, so he will make arrangements for us to have all these difficulties so that they can be eliminated. So we should be very, very grateful to Krishna. Thank you. Instead of thinking, oh, I'm not ready for this thing. I remember it was 1983. That year we celebrated Jamashtami in the police cell. We're doing Haranam, we're arrested. We're nine devotees doing Haranam. We're arrested. We spent 4 days in the police cell.
In your country?
Yes, in Nigeria. So, those 4 days, some devotees say, oh, why am I suffering like this? If I'm not in this movement, my brother is this, my father is this, they would have come to take me out saying, see, I'm a devotee, see, I'm suffering. All those devotees who were talking like this, they left the movement. They left. Because they don't appreciate, their thinking is material. We don't know. Krishna knows what we need to pass through to become qualified to come to him. So he made arrangement for us, and we are denying, we are refusing Krishna. No, I don't want to make advancement. No, Krishna. I don't want. Keep it. This is what you are doing. Complaining means we don't want to make advancement. We don't want to grow. That was complaining. What is my trouble? I didn't know it's too much trouble. Do we know how much sinful activity we have performed in this world? Since time immemorial, do we know that we complain how many people we have killed? Can you imagine how many nonsense things you have done? How many offenses you have met in so many sadhus? Can we count all of them? For many lifetimes we have been here. Look at the demonic activities we do every day. Even the activities we perform in the name of devotional service as a devotee. Look at the things we do even as a devotee. Very, very nasty, sinful. Krishna make all this arrangement to help us. So we should be grateful to Krishna. We should be grateful. Yeah? Yesterday we speak about the knowledge of Bhattaka Sankara. Is he complaining to anybody? And he's calling the Radha Govind Maharaj. Every day he's having katha for hours. Every day. That's a sick person? Huh? That's a sick person? And he traveled all over India. Everywhere he's traveling. Giving lectures. Not traveling to go and make to go and look for donation. He's traveling to give to go and speak. Bhagavatam. Every day. He's speaking. Everywhere. All over India. He's traveling. As a sick person. He's complaining to anybody? He also initiating so many people. Every day. So we should learn. We should learn. Krishna will not use a conditional soul to teach us. Krishna will use pure devotees to teach us. So using his pure devotees to teach us the way. Because pure devotees, they know Krishna. So they know what Krishna is doing. So they can stand the test. So they don't suffer. History repeating itself. Our own benefits. Should we tell Krishna? Should tell Krishna, thank you. you know all that I need and are doing it. So thank you. You should remain grateful to Krishna.
Maharaj, you mentioned that every day all the devotees, all the disciples should read. There is a reading that we just put a good amount of 20 minutes or half an hour, or it needs something else. Reading, just.
You said every one of you should read. So how do we read? As much as you can for a day. As much as you can. A day. One slope. A day. A portion. A day. And systematic reading is good. Systematic reading is what will give you the benefit, the result. When you are going text by text by text by text. When we're teaching, we teach every word. I will take the slope, word by word, and explain it. It's very purifying when you are thinking about, and very joyful. You can't imagine what pleasure you get when you are looking into Krishna's heart. That's what it means to study. You are looking into Krishna's heart. Why Krishna said this word? Krishna has a meaning. He has something in his mind why he said this word. You have to look for that. That's how our chariots do. All our chariots. So sometimes you see Prabhupada, you say cha. Prabhupada say and. Cha. Also. Why? Why did he do that? Because he's flowing with what Krishna have in mind at that time. That is study. And this is association for a Christian. It's association. Very, very purifying. Okay, we should get ourselves. Our association. Healthy association.
Now there is a software, BSA, page by page.
Yes.
The software. You download it, it will tell you if you want to finish Bhagavad Gita in 3 months. How many pages should you read a day? If you want to finish Bhagavad Gita at a specific time, it tell you. BSA, page by page.
Which app is it?
That's an app. Be a sage, page by page. You just Google it.
Be a sage.
Page by page.
Page by page.
Be a sage, page by page. Then you can draw a schedule for yourself. You want to read Bhagavatam for 1 year, and it tell you how many pages you read in a day. You want to read it in 6 months, it tell you how many pages you read in a day.
Our technology is advanced.
Yes.
Very easy. Before, yes. When we join, we are brahmachari,
no book,
no anything. What do? We write on the paper like this, and then you learn it like this.
Yes. Yes. Any questions? Comments?
You speak about lazy Maharaj. One day what happened? One devotee from Phoenix side, a big boy like this, he come to temple here. It's a story, not a hit. He come to temple, I tell him, Prabhu, you are here, give a help to catch the vegetable. He said, me, Prabhu, I am not qualified to do this. He said, I am not qualified. What I will do? Let it. When he serves a prasad, he comes the first person to sit to take prasad. And then what I do, I take the bucket to serve the prasad, I serve this all, but I not put in his plate. And say, he say, Prabhu, you forget me? I say, I am not qualified to serve.
That's the behavior of a neophyte. That's neophyte. Lazy. They want to serve, but they want to take. It's cheating. Any questions for anybody you want to say?
One day another. you speak about problem. This world is a lot of problem, difficulties. There is a fire.
All
is on fire. Prabhupada gives a very example. One day we have some place, Prabhupada, everyone comes to Prabhupada, speaks the problem, and Prabhupada gives a solution. And we have one person, he never say anything. Prabhupada say, you never say anything. Yeah, yes, I am no problem. And Prabhupada say, that is a problem when you have no problem. That is a big problem, you have no problem.
All right?
To join ISKCON?
Yeah, when you join the experience.
Oh, when I join?
Yeah.
What my experience?
Yeah.
In the beginning?
Yeah.
Bad and good. when I started coming to the temple, one day I met two devotees, senior. They're senior devotees, they're there. One of his. So I went inside there to take a book to read. So when I entered there, they were there discussing. I don't know what they were discussing. And when I went there, they stopped what they were talking. They looked at me. They say, see this one. And I want to join. When you join, then you see. So now he's very at the end, he wants to join. So when you come inside, then you see what is here. Suppose you are going to join a company and the workers who have been there tell you like this, how will it feel? They are senior devotees. They were really initiated. One of them happened to be my temple president, second temple president. He has left. The second person, he was sent to America, he also blew. So both of them have left. The thing they say, I will see, I've not seen. So I don't know what they were seeing that that is making them to speak what they were talking, but I didn't see what they were seeing. And why I didn't see, why I'm not seeing, is because of the protection from a Buddha. That's why I'm not seeing what they were seeing. When a devotee is not protected by the spiritual master, we have all kinds of things to see. And we have difficulty. So I didn't see. But I have a lot of experience. Terrible experiences. I mean, if you hear some of them, you faint. But Ganga Prasad is so small. It's so small, somehow. Small, it's small. Okay, I'll tell you one.
Yeah. Hmm? Enthusiastic.
So the temple I was asked to manage. Before I go to the temple, the temple president who was there before me, I was going to take over from him. So he felt that he was unjustly treated by taking his service. And his junior is coming to take over from him. So he sold the temple car.
Sold it?
He sold the temple car. So when I went to the temple, the car was not there. After 3 days, I asked the driver, where is the temple car?
said, it's with the mechanic. I said, let me go and see the mechanic. So I went to the, he took me to the mechanic who is fixing the the car. And then I told the man, please, have you finished fixing the car? I want to take it. Look at me. You be a small boy. When did you join this movement? This car, your president sold, your master sold to me. You, this tiny boy, you are coming to tell me what? The position is intoxicating you. So I left. The mechanic, he doesn't know me. This is the first time I'm seeing him. He's chastising me. I didn't know the car was sold to him. Now he's chastising me. My master sold him. Who are you to come and tell me? So I came back to the temple. And then I went to the headquarters, Lagos. And I reported that the car is sold. Face it. That is how he trains us. And that's what is keeping us. The training we get there. So when the regional secretary, Upananda Prabhu, he has joined the Narayan Maharaj. He was our American, his proper disciple. So when I came, I told him, Prabhu, that is his Prabhu. I said, Prabhu, the former Temple president has sold the car. He didn't believe me. He said, you are a Temple president for 2 days now, your head is in prison. They are fishing their senior. They have sold the car. See, the army didn't believe me. My senior also didn't believe me. And all the devotees, 50 devotees in the temple, nobody believed me. My body was burning with anxiety. Yeah, I don't exist. Yeah, I don't exist. Anywhere I look at, everybody is talking about me. See this one, he's still president 2 days now. He's accusing his senior devotee. How can he sell the car? I don't do anything. I came to myself. I was inside myself.
Did you fight back?
Fight who? My senior? Or the academy? Or the brothers who are now giving me space. When they see me, they will give me a chance. Paul Sigo. So I was just there thinking about the whole thing. So what is this? That they lie against him. The mechanic said the time he sold to me, he bought it. And here the devotee does not believe me. So where do I belong? The whole temple, they were all talking about me. The 50 devotees' energy is for one person, me. And to make it worse, he came to the temple that they said, I see. You see? It has sold the car. We have come here. You see? He's a liar. Then meeting everywhere. And he also told them, no, how can I sell the car? How can I do that? I know the door of karma. He was preaching Bhagavad Gita. He knows karma. Everybody believed him. Nobody believed me, including my senior, never believed me. Only one devotee, only one, very intelligent, very intelligent. I'm very devotee now, Omkar. Gurudev invested a lot of energy in his first class disciple. So he told Upanana Prabhu, he said, be careful. Then Upanana Prabhu came to me. It's already night. The whole day I was in anxiety till night. I couldn't sleep. Anxiety, the tension. I couldn't sleep in the night because of the tension. So the next day he came in the evening. So the next day we are going to sit in a meeting and I will be the
object,
the object of discussion. So I was thinking about that. Tomorrow morning. What will happen tomorrow morning? That was what I was thinking. So Banana came to me. How do you sleep? Do you sleep like a goat or you sleep like a cat? I said, I sleep like a cat. He said, okay, you should go and sleep by the gate. I said, why? Then he told me he was discussing with Omkara Prabhu. And Omkara convinced him that it is true. He stole the car. You should be careful. Now he came to me, the person he didn't believe. And they asked me to go and be the security guard. I didn't sleep there. I stayed in ashram. In the night, his devotee jumped the fence and ran away. So in the morning, anxiety. I was looking at the time. When I looked around, he was not there. 4 o'clock, he's not there. 4:20, he's not there. 4:20, he's not there. So Upanana came to me. Did you see him? I said, no, I didn't see him. He's national. He said, no, he's not a national. He had run away. I said, no, he didn't steal the car. Now he's there. He's there in the temple. He's there in national. He said, no, he's not there. I said, Prabhu is there. He didn't steal the car. He's there. Where did you sleep? I said, I sleep in national. Why? I told you so sad. I said, Prabhu, I cannot sleep there because he didn't steal the car. Why is he in that stand there? Yeah, I run away. Stole the car. Then people believe that I was not talking out of Portugal. I was not accusing him wrongly. After he has gone. So now Panana said, you have to go and arrest the man who bought the car, he bought a stolen goods. See, the first time I have to go to police. The first time I have to go to court. The case went to court. So I was going to court. Every time we go to court, it's the gun job. It was the first experience of being a temple president. Court case. But on anxiety, about eating. Of course, at that time I didn't know that all these things, that training Guruji was giving to me, I didn't realize all that. It took me years before I realized that, okay, this is what was for me. It's Guruji who arranged all this, to get used to all the difficulties so that there's nothing which would be new to me, that there's nothing anybody would do today. I was, oh, nothing. Everything anybody can do today is an old thing for me. Nothing is new. I've seen all. So, anything what you do anything today, I know where you're going. Before you get there, I will tell you how you are going to end. Because the training Guruji has given, they gave us training. Right? Sweet. Yes, sweet.
Yes, you stand strong.
Hmm?
You stand strong.
It is Krishna consciousness that brought me here. Not money, not woman. If it is woman and money, I have better chance outside than here. Outside than here. I have better chance. As a musician, women will follow me from both sides. No struggle. And money. When I did my record, the studio took me. I didn't go to go and look for someone to sponsor me. to produce my record. The studio took my record. A Gurudev told me, don't play. If you play music, you marry. So Gurudev is looking at our future, he does not look at the immediate. Because immediate will bring a lot of money for the society, but that will not last. So look at the funds. That's a guru. So we should listen to guru, he's speaking, we should listen and follow it if you want to succeed. So we should not say guru doesn't like me. That is very, very, very bad. Very bad. A disciple to say guru doesn't like you. If guru doesn't like you, what if I saved you as a disciple? Did you bribe him, force him, you give him money? What do you give to him that I saved you? It's a burden. It's risky. To take a disciple is risky. Right? Risky. So far say that. Bhagavatam? Have forgotten that?
Yes.
To take disciple is risky. Risky business. And I did not become a sannyasi, a guru on my own. I didn't. So don't be fooled, don't be blind. As I'm sitting here, there's so many people around here. Don't be blind. Eight, four, fifteen. There are many people sitting here don't see because you are blind. Yes, 15. Is it true? Is it not true? So she can see. She can see me, but no, you don't see, but she can see me. 8, 4, 15?
Yes. Therefore, after getting up from...
Hey, stand up so if you can hear. Because you know mic. Listen.
Therefore, after getting out from the bed in the morning, those who desire their own welfare, especially the Brahmana, Satya, Vaishya in particular, to chant this narration as it is, without deviation, to counteract the trouble of bad dream. This is Gajendra Moksha.
Yeah. See the purpose.
Every verse in the Vedic literature, especially in the Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, is a Vedic mantra. Here the word Yatanu Kita Yanti are used to recommend that this literature be presented as it is. Unscrupulous persons, however, deviate from the actual narration and interpret the text in their own way, with grammatical jugglery. Such deviations are to be avoided. This is the Vedic injunction supported by Sukadev Goswami, one of the Mahajans or authorities. He says, Yatanu Kita Yanti, one should recite the mantra as it is without deviation, for then, one will be eligible to rise to the platform of all good fortune. Sukadev Goswami especially recommended that those who are Brahmanas, Suchaya, recite all these mantras after rising from bed in the morning. Because of sinful activities at night, we have bad dreams which are very troublesome. Indeed, Maharaj Yudhishthira was obliged to see hell the cause of a slight deviation from devotional service to the Lord. Therefore, duswapna, bad dreams, occur because of sinful activities. A devotee sometimes accepts a sinful person as his disciple, and to counteract the sinful reaction he accepts from the disciple, he had to see a bad dream. Nonetheless, the spiritual master is so kind that in spite of having bad dreams due to the sinful disciple, he accepts this troublesome business for the deliverance of the victims of Kali Yuga. After initiation, therefore, a disciple should be extremely careful not to commit again any sinful act that might cause difficulty for himself and the spiritual master. Before the deity, before the fire, before the spiritual master, and before the Vaishnavas, the honest disciple promised to refrain from all sinful activities. Therefore, he must not again commit sinful acts and thus create a troublesome situation.
You hear that?
Yeah.
Yes. What's the word proper use there? Troublesome? Yeah. Before that?
Before troublesome.
When you talk about having bad dreams, the spiritual master having bad dreams because of sinful disciples.
Before the fire, before the Brahman, before that one thing also, Mother. Before the Kamerati.
Let me show you. See, Prabhupada said also the camera is there. So all the camera has recorded all. So
about,
yeah. A devotee sometimes accepts a sinful person as his disciple, and to contrast the sinful reactions he has saved from the disciple, he has to see a bad dream. Mm-hmm. Nonetheless, the spiritual master is so kind that in spite of having bad dreams due to the sinful disciple, he has saved the troublesome business. Taking a disciple is what?
Troublesome business.
Not a palatable business. You understand?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, it's within. It's what?
Quinine.
Troublesome business. Quinine. That was saying it's quinine. Quinine was all. Yes. All those days we used to take. Oh, so they give us quinine to take. Very, very, very terrible. The taste is very terrible. So our friend will give us a cube of St. Louis sugar to contract the bitterness before we take medicine.
Quinine.
It's in all the...
Very bitter.
Yes. Yes. So, accepting disciple is...
Troublesome business.
Troublesome business. Not the palatable business. It's troublesome. Risky business. Because all your fears you have in your mind, all the anxieties you have in your mind, you go to the guru. All of them. You have to experience all of them.
Alright, so can it conversely be said that accepting of a good also is a troublesome business? You should be ready for the troubles.
Yeah, because he's going to demand.
Yes.
It should not be troublesome, right? The guru is going to demand.
Don't be troublesome.
So that the business can be neutral. To be light.
To be light.
Troublesome. We have been here since time immemorial. What are we doing? Bhakti? Sinful. It's sinful activities.
Yeah.
And one man is deciding, come, I'll take it. Is it not wonderful we should appreciate? So why should we punish a person who will decide to help us? Why? Why? Not a collateral business at one. You see, yeah, like this. Let me come and do it. But the Prophet said, the guru is kind. Yeah, he's kind. He doesn't care. He's okay with the risk. No problem. Because he's taking the risk for his superior. So he's free. So the risk is palatable. When you know the science. So we can tolerate joyfully.
Yes. Alright. it will reveal the picture, you know, the picture situation where every one of us in here has sinful reaction that is the size of Mansumeru.
Yes.
Mansumeru. And then one guru agrees to accept it.
One tiny soul is in the middle of this Mount Merus. One tiny soul. Just imagine that. Yeah? Good. Risky.
Yeah.
But it's a pleasurable risk for us. Because it is on behalf of Krishna, the Supreme Person. Yes, what's up?
I got my answer.
You got?
Used to be
a
No.
Yes, what's that question?
You mentioned one.
We're not finished yet. Yeah. Another problem is that question. Yes.
You mentioned that we should become very strong devotees.
Yes.
But very often, we have the tendency to complain about the difficulties that we are getting. So how to come to the standard of the strength that you are expecting, and how we should deal with those situations so that we can come to that level?
Complaint is due to laziness. Complaint. And refusing to grow. That's what it means, to complain. A lazy man has to complain, but a strong devotee doesn't complain of anything. Because everything is a wonderful chance for him or her to make advancement. That's the vision of a strong devotee. So how does one become strong? By constantly praying to Guru for help. That is our strength. We are praying, we are crying for Guru, please. I'm lazy, please help me. That is our strength. When we pray and we are begging constantly, and this morning Prabhupada ended the Pope by saying that when that devotee is loyal to the Guru's discipline, the disciple, that's the end of the today's purpose, by what time purpose. That's how Prabhupada ended the purpose today. A disciple is loyal to the discipline of the Guru. So, it means what? We are praying to the Guru for help. We are begging for help. And whatever he tells us to do, we follow it. That is how we become strong in our Christian culture. Not on our own. On our own, no. With the help of those who are strong, we can become strong. This is parampara. So the strength of any devotee in this movement is parampara. That's our strength. The Prabhupada said, where is the Maya? Show me, where is the Maya? Hold my dhoti, I will keep the Maya. Where is the Maya? Show me. And we are not holding the dhoti, that's the problem. That's our laziness. Hold the dhoti, Prabhupada said, not me. Prabhupada said, hold my dhoti. The second canto of Bhagavatam, Lord Brahma is speaking to Narada Muni. Second canto of Bhagavatam. Lord Brahma told Narada Muni, do you know the secret of my strength? Why I'm dealing with Maya, I cannot fall? Do you know? Narada Muni said, no. Daddy, tell me. So Lord Brahma said, I'm holding the lotus feet of Lord Krishna with great zeal. Zeal. I'm holding. He said, this is my strength. So Maya cannot do me anything because see the Lord. See, I'm not just holding. I'm holding on. Very strong. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakura Prabhu said, he said, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
are massaging the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's massage. You know? So, sometimes if you chant, a bridge falls from your hand. Huh? Why? You're not massaging, you're giving anxiety to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet, so he removes his feet from your hand. Don't disturb me. Means you are not concentrating. We are not doing the massage. So Brahma said to hold the feet with great zeal. That is our shelter, our protection. That Maya cannot do anything, that's what it means. That we are holding the lotus feet. We are holding on to proper duty. A devotee has a problem, he cries to Krishna. And many of us who have difficulty will cry to Maya. Maya is giving us trouble, we will cry to her. We don't cry to Krishna. That's the difference. A devotee will cry to Krishna, a devotee will not cry to anybody, he will cry to Krishna for help. That's a devotee. You should cry to Krishna. And Krishna will help you. Only Krishna can help. Alright?
Why not? One point. Even Golgobinda Maharaj always says he's crying to Krishna.
Yes.
Cry. But in the nectar devotion, he says when you cry for the deity, they offend.
Right. So we have been talking about crying. And Gurugovinda Maharaj also, that is his mantra also, to cry to Krishna. So Prabhupada is saying, the nature of devotion is forbidden for one to cry before the day. So, how do you understand this? Cry to Krishna is not from here. Not from here, from the eye. From here, from the heart. Then she starts to complete. You should cry from the heart. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for 6 years was crying, not in the public, in the Kasi Mishra's house, he cried. Only between the Govinda, Ramananda Rai, and Damodara Goswami. Not outside. And outside is nowhere. So comfortable in this material, you cannot cry. Only a person who is not comfortable in this material will cry. Because just cry, not from the eyes, from the heart. If you are still feeling comfortable enjoying this material world, you cannot cry. You will never have the qualification to cry this, to pay this price. You cannot. If you cry, it's a pretense, it's a show. The heart. Only the heart. You cry. Otherwise, women would have attempted to love God and sin because they had easily cried. But I'm not attempting. So this is not ordinary cry. In Africa, they say crocodile. Six Goswamis, all of them, they cry. Yes, both inside and outside. Mother Vendapuri was crying, and his musical disciple was chastising him. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma, don't call gopis, meditate on Brahman. He's teaching his guru. And Madhavendra Puri said, "You rascal. I don't want to see you here." He cursed him. That curse followed him everywhere. He has to also go and blaspheme Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because of the offense he made with Guru. He went to Guru, the Krishna. And also, all the devotees cursing as well. You see? As he's going. And Madhavendra Puri, he blessed Ishwara Puri. Both of them are disciples. He's cursing one disciple. The spiritual master of the Supreme Lord. That's how powerful blessing is. Empowerment. So we should be internal devotees, not external devotees. External devotee would be correcting guru. That's external devotee. Because he doesn't know anything, he's external devotee, space out. You don't understand anything. Internal disciple is good, is good. It's good. To get blessing. Because all his activities are meant to facilitate Guru's healing. Ishwara Puri was facilitating his Guru's prema. So he got the same blessing. So it should not be Ramachandra Puri. It should be Ishwara Puri. All the acharyas, they cry, they beg for the name.
All right. Last time when we went to Mayapur, there's a place where they did the deity of Gaur Nikai, Hirdai Chaitanya. So this place, it was like the devotee was so special. So Chandra Tantri was chanting his bead, and the bead was going out of the bead bag. So she just put her left hand and just touched the bead and put it in the bead bag. So one of the residents there, he just fell on the feet of Chandra Tantri and was crying, "Don't do like this. Don't do like this. You are hurting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." He was just crying like this.
Yes. That is the truth. That is the truth. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Shri Prabhupada Hare Ki.
Jai. Bhakti Dira Damodara Maharaj Ki.
Jai. Gora Bhakta Vrinda Ki.
Jai.
I forgot. He's calling it Jai. Kavichanda Maharaj says we greet all of you. I was talking about, he called me when we got this. I was talking with him when I was standing there. So he said, "You're in Lagos." I said, "No, I'm in Mauritius." "Oh, greet all the devotees from sending his greetings for all of you."